Masechei Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah and the next Mishnah are going to talk about a process called Havracha, to be Mavrich. During the times of the Mishnah, they would do something where they would take one vine and they would allow one vine to, in a way, turn into another vine and another vine. They would turn one original vine, one mother vine, into a lot of different vines with offspring. How would they do it? They would take the original vine that they had, and they would make a hole in the ground that would go for a few amot, let's say a few different amot, and they would put the vine in that hole, and then they would put dirt on top of that vine, and then they would pull out the vine from the ground a few amot later. So the vine would be invisible for a few amot because it was underground, parts of it, and then it would come out from the ground at a later point. And when that would happen, the vine, in a way, would take on a life of its own. It's like you have a mother vine, which is the original vine, and the other sections of the vine that somebody continuously is pulling out of the ground at different points would become, in a sense, their own vine. And if you detached that part of the vine from the other part of the vine later on, after eventually it took root, the part that's underground, you would have, if you did it four times, it would come up four different times, you'd have four different vines. That's called Havracha. You would have the ability to turn one vine into two vines, or even more, if you continue to extend it. Put it underground, pull it back up, underground, pull it back up, throughout a lot of different amot. You'd have a lot of different vines in that situation. So the Mishnah is going to talk about planting a different species above the buried part of this branch. Mishnah says, "Hey, hamavrich et hagefen ba'aretz." If somebody's layering a grapevine in the ground, in the process that we discussed a moment ago, where they would put dirt on top of part of the vine, and they would pull out on the other end the other part of the vine. Im en afar al gaba shelosha tefachim. The halacha is, if there was not at least three tefachim of dirt on top of this part of the vine that was under the ground, lo yavi zera aleha. A person is not allowed to plant seeds on top of that vine. Since the vine is soft, and a person only has a few tefachim, a small measurement of dirt above that vine, it's possible if he plants seeds right on top of it, that it'll get through those few tefachim of dirt. And since the vine is also so soft that the seed will go into the vine and will have a problem of a person being markiv, of a person grafting, which is a prohibition. It would be grafted, the seed on top and the vine on the bottom. But if there's more than three tefahim of dirt on top, we're not nervous that the seed will make its way all the way down three tefahim to get to the vine. And all this is obviously talking about when we're six tefahim away from the original vine. Because as we've been learning in the previous Mishnayot, a six tefah radius around a vine, a person is prohibited to plant a different type of species. So here we're talking about beyond that measurement. Beyond that measurement, a person can't plant directly on top of a vine. So we're out of that six tefach radius, and now a person wants, and he still is vine underground, and a person wants to plant a different type of species on top of it. And a person's not allowed to do that, as we're saying here. Not allowed to do that if there's not a three tefach gap between where a person's planting the seed on top, and then underneath, all the way under those three tefachim of dirt, is the vine. Mishnah says, even afilu hivricha bidla'at or besilon, even if a person layered the branch through a gourd or through a pottery pipe, even if a person, when he was doing it, he had some sort of dried out gourd. The gourd here cannot be a fresh gourd, because that would be an issue of also grafting. So here it's dried out, it's old, it's not usable, and he's using it as a vessel to put a vine through. If he puts the vine underground through a gourd, or he puts it through a pottery pipe, we are still nervous. If there's not a three tefach gap between the seed and the vine on the bottom, we're still nervous that somehow it'll get its way through. But if we're talking about a metal pipe, that wouldn't be an issue. We wouldn't be nervous that the vine and the seed would meet if there's not three tefahim. And that's what the Mishnah here is going to say about a rock. Hivricha besela. But if a person layered it through a rock, somehow he had a rock, and he put the vine through a rock underground, and there are not three tefahim of dirt on top of that rock, even if there are only three fingers worth of dirt On top of it, mutar lahaviv zera alehai. Person's allowed to plant seed directly above it. That's a fully allowed, because since it's a rock, we're not nervous at all that the seed is going to get through the rock and hit the vine. That's not a nervousness of ours. The Mishnah here is going to talk about the distancing of the six tefachim from the vine, that we know we're not allowed to plant a different species within that six tefach radius. The Mishnah is going to talk about, what if you have a grapevine that grew in a very strange direction? It came up from the ground, very slightly, and then it made a quick left. It looked like a knee, the Mishnah says. It looked like a knee, and then it goes off sideways a few tefachim, and then eventually it grows upwards. Where is the root considered to be? Right when it comes up from the ground, even though it doesn't go up high, it just goes up and literally right away, right when it hits the dirt, it goes sideways. And it's even sort of invisible when it's going sideways, and then it goes up? Or which part? Is it where it goes up? Is that considered to be where the six tefach radius starts from? Or is it from the original trunk where it comes up, where it first comes up from the ground? Mishnah says, Ha'ar kuba shebagefen. If there's a knee in a grapevine, that means it bends right after it comes up above the ground, and it goes sideways, and then it goes upwards after a few tefachim. En wadidin la ela min ha'ikar ha'sheni. We only measure the six tefahim, where a person cannot grow another species, from the second trunk, from the point where it goes upwards. And this is only talking about where it was sort of unrecognizable, where the root originally came up from the ground. But if it went up from the ground and it goes up an amma or so, or even a few tefahim or so, it's recognizable that that's really the shoresh, that's really the trunk, and therefore we'd measure from where it comes up from the ground. But this Mishnah is saying over here, we measure from the second trunk, this point where it really goes upwards all the way, because that's where it looks in the situation that becomes the real root. That's how it appears, that's the trunk of the vine.